This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So growing up, one of the big things was thick cut pork chops on the back porch with my grandpa listening to baseball. And then my mom got taught by her mother-in-law, so my grandma, who is Sicilian. And I know this is not going to make Thrill happy, but look, you put enough butter and breadcrumbs on some stuff and it tastes really good. But it was artichokes.
Nope. Oh, I love artichokes.
Oh,
God, I love it. Oh, I can plow through an artichoke.
I've got the recipe.
A little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and breadcrumbs, probably.
Well, so boil them. Olive oil, red wine, vinegar, garlic. Boil them for about 25 minutes. And then take them out. Spread the leaves. Butter in between all the leaves with breadcrumbs. And then bake them at 350 for about 20, 22 minutes. And, bro, like, I think that's how I got my wife, was,
yeah,
you know,
the artichoke.
Awesome.
I cooked some deer, and I cooked some artichokes for her, and she's like, why have I never had this? And I'm like, bro, there's like 12 times the vitamin C in artichokes than there is in an orange.
Still not eating them. I don't care if I have scurvy.
Yeah, restaurants do them, I get them.
You ever had them where you, like, just pull it up, like, it's already cooked, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And you, like, dip it in butter, almost like eating crabs.
You pull it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I like it.
Oh, yeah.
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 People that love artichokes love artichokes.
You could sit down and plow through an entire artichoke by yourself. I mean, honestly.
And people do.
It takes a little while.
I've done it.
You know,
I do.
It's about an hour as far as the cooking time to get it all the way so the actual hearts are soft and edible, too.
I will also say this. It is kind of ironic being somebody that grew up in Maryland. People bitch about the size of the blue crab. It's not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Which I have no issue with. But, man, the artichoke, it's just, you got to cook them forever. Like, I just don't, it's good. I don't know if the payoff's worth it.
It's not. Mm. Now, granted, I don't like artichoke. I always get pissed at artichoke dip. Like, the dip is good, but the artichokes are in it. You know, like, so if I'm dipping something in it, I will dip around the little artichoke leaves.
Kind of like an oatmeal raisin cookie. The cookie's good, but the raisin's inside.
That is exactly it, right? So if I eat an oatmeal raisin cookie, yes, I'm a grown man, but you think I'm a child. There is a pile of raisins sitting on the corner. Because the cookies are great. Like, why do you have to add the raisins? Why?
They're delicious.
Just make the cookie. And then my thought was, like, raisins. Like, if you like raisins, just have a handful of raisins. But, like, leave them out of the cookies, man.
What kind of makes them sweet?
With the raisins?
Yeah.
The cookie's sweet without the raisins. Trust me. All I eat is the cookie.
It's an oatmeal cookie. That's not sweet at all. It's delicious.
It's got some sweet to it, man.
Now, see, I did not grow up in a pork chop house.
Really?
No.
I unfortunately did. Again,
see,
not because
I like pork chops.
Because you've had pork chops that other people who are not my mother made. Again, I did not think I liked pork chops. In fact, even my brother, he's a garbage disposal. He'll eat pretty much anything.
Damn.
But he would even get the look on his face like, oh, no, it's pork chop night. And like I said, to me, pork chops just meant a very thin piece of meat that was very difficult to cut through in spite of the serrated knife you have in your hand.
Did your mom and dad know the amount of disappointment that you guys were going through with just eating their food? I mean, was it on your face? I mean, could they? I can normally tell if my daughters are like, you're making what?
I don't think any kid can hide it.
And I was verbal. And you know, like, if I don't want to eat it, man, like, this was a debate that I had. But in the end, you know, they were the parents, so it didn't matter. But yes, they knew my disappointment. They just didn't care. The one thing my mother made that I hated more than anything, my first thought is spinach, but no, because she would get that frozen stuff. My brother would eat that stuff up, so she ended up making it because he liked it so much. So it's like, dude, stop saying that you like the spinach so much because it ends up on my plate too. But she made tomato pie, which these days essentially is like an egg dish, almost like a frittata or a quiche. But when she made it, picture cherry pie, crust on the bottom, crust up top, and it's full of cherries. It was that, but with tomatoes. That was it. Like, that was dinner, man. It was this flaky-ass pie crust.
You know what? Like,
and it was full of stewed tomatoes, and I hate it.
I never in my life thought I would like stewed tomatoes. There are a couple spots on the eastern shore of Maryland where they do a traditional stewed tomato dish. And I had one down there, and it was just like, this is mind-blowing to me. I cannot believe there's a little island down there, and I can't remember. I went down there for a weekend. You take a ferry out to this island. They're known for this stewed tomato dish.
I can eat a stewed tomato dish because when you make it a dish, you add other things, right? You give it this flavor. Tomatoes are just the base, but it's a good flavor. My mother, it's like, dude, these tomatoes have been stewed. Nothing else has been added. And then those basically stewed tomatoes are just thrown in a pot.
There is, it was horrible. I don't know if it's a Maryland thing, but Jerry Seafood and Bowie, famous for the crab bomb, the second most popular thing is their stewed tomatoes.
Really?
And they add stuff to it, right?
That's what I'm saying.
But it's only there.
But it's like, if you talk to anybody in my family, I grew up, I don't like tomatoes, so I never ate them.
Yeah.
My mom would make stewed tomatoes all the time. But those ones at Jerry's, to a man, everybody in PG County would be like, oh, those are the best ones you ever have.
Yeah, if you do the right thing, stewed tomatoes aren't bad.
But you never hear about stewed tomatoes in any other part of the country.
Not really.
Where it's like a dish. You go to a restaurant, they have it.
And you order it, and they charge you for it. It's not like some side thing, yeah, right?
Well, sometimes, too, certain dishes, right? Like, again, that Jerry's place, right? My buddy Ern, he was a cook there forever. So then I went to this, forget which country it is, but a place called Sardi's. They opened up like 5 of them around there.
Okay.
And it's Peruvian chicken or something.
Yeah.
But their green beans are so good that I called him up because he told me about it. And I said, hey, brother, I said, man, their green beans are unreal. And he goes, yeah, that's my recipe. Because he had made them at
Jerry's. So what's the recipe? Lard?
It's something like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
That was my grandmother's secret to any dish she made. It was like lard. Bacon
fat. Beef fat. A block of beef fat.
And everything was good.
Well, beef tallow is back. I mean, I know a lot of people, that's all they cook with.
Because now they call it tallow.
Right. Nobody's cooking with seed oils anymore.
Mm-hmm. And they should. By the way, as far as the oatmeal raisin cookies, it's a little split on the text line there. It says, raisins in an oatmeal raisin cookie makes the effing cookie. No argument. It's part of the name. I don't like it. Someone else says, preach about the oatmeal raisin cookies. I think a demon whispered in someone's ear to create those.
I love them.
I'm just saying the cookie itself's fine without the raisins.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
So if I made an oatmeal cookie and just left out the raisins, you'd be like, game on?
Game on. No doubt about it, man. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a list of the most iconic dishes from every state. Now, this is like hyper-local, all right?
Okay.
So, it might not be the most popular, but it's only there.
I got you. All right.
So, for example, Ohio is not Cincinnati chili. They've got another dish that they say is strictly Ohio.
Okay.
So, I'll give you the food item, where it came from. Sometimes they have spread.
Oh, give us the food item, see if we can guess the state.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, burnt ends. Where were they created?
Texas.
No. That's
Kansas
what I said.
City.
Kansas.
Really?
Kansas right. Burnt ends. They started, originated in Kansas City.
Well, I dated a chick years ago, all right? And my dad, he'd made a brisket. And so I brought her over to meet my parents. Everything was fine. And then my father comes up to me and kind of under his breath says, you need to talk to your girlfriend. I'm like, what did she do, man? He's like, she ate my burnt ends.
Oh.
I was like, what? And he points at the brisket. He's like, she ate the goddamn burnt ends. And so I said something to her, got a smile. I'm like, did you eat the burnt ends? She's like, well, yeah, because they look burned. I don't want your father to feel bad, so I ate them. But I'm like, hey, no, those actually
are his.
Those are his. That is the hit of the brisket. Yeah. Man. She did, because she's burnt like, it was really
awesome.
Good.
They're awesome.
Oh, paw. Yeah, that's another one of those things, too, where like, right where I grew up, it was just pork. It's like, I never heard of a burnt end until I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Here's an easy one. Kong fritters.
Oh, Florida.
Florida. Fried seafood poppers.
Have anybody had Kong fritters?
Yes, I did not enjoy them.
I've heard conch is one of those, you either...
I didn't like the texture. The taste wasn't awful, but the taste was not worth fighting through the texture.
Okay.
Right, I'm kind of the same way with okra.
I do not like okra, but I know what you mean, yeah.
I've tried okra a bunch of different ways, and I'm just like, I don't know, I don't get down with it.
Okay, how about this one? I've never heard of this one. The slopper.
The slopper. That's got to be like Minnesota.
I was thinking Wisconsin, yeah.
Believe it or not, it's Colorado. The towns of Pueblo and Colorado Springs are known for this gooey creation. Burgers topped with shredded cheese, green chili sauce, served with French fries for good measure. Pueblo's known for their green chili. So the slopper comes from there.
I'd eat that in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah.
One more for you real quick here. The pork tenderloin sandwich. This is from one place.
Pork?
Hang on. In the United States, obviously it's German-based, but it's popular in one state.
Pennsylvania.
No, it's...
Is it
Iowa?
It is Indiana.
Indiana.
A breaded and fried pork cutlet quite similar to Wiener Schnitzel, but it's served everywhere in Indiana.
Oh, so it's thin.
You
ever had one?
No.
Oh my God.
So good.
Oh, my God.
The
bun, I mean, it's spilling out of the bun.
Oh, God.
Because they flatten it out like paper thin.
What do they dress it with? What's on? What else?
I mean,
you fry it, you put it on the roll.
Mustard, if you want.
All right. Typically. I'm going to say maybe mustard, a couple pickles.
Yep.
Nice.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Hey,
hola.
Guys. Hola. Hola.
Yeah. Hola.
Hello. Hey, real quick, just thank y'all making all of our days just that much better.
Oh, thank you, man.
So real quick, because I'm going to end up with two of these, man. My old man growing up, it was breakfast for dinner.
All right. I'm a fan.
So, my mom was not great in the kitchen. So the silver dollar pancakes with fried potatoes and eggs. And so you travel all over and like I'm constantly looking for a diner that can duplicate what he did. And but yeah,
so just, wait a minute, you're saying that the potatoes and the eggs are cooked together or they're separate?
Oh yeah, just fried potatoes and then he'd throw the few eggs in there.
Okay.
And, you know, smush them around a little.
Typically that's gonna be more of a scramble thing. But I would seriously suggest you go to Vula's Offshore Cafe, which is at the north side of South Lake Union. They have something very similar to that. And if not, they will make exactly what you want if you ask for it. So absolutely. I don't know if it's going to taste like it,
right?
But it's going to be the same ingredients.
But for Ted, it was really, truly, it was his baked steelhead.
It sounds great.
It sounds great.
Yeah, where I grew up, we just didn't have fresh fish like that. That's
no.
And it's a mythological. I grew up in a sporting goods store and, you know, he only caught one, you know, every 3 or 4 months. But it was it's a mythological fish. In my opinion, it doesn't really exist, but it's beautiful. It's like a giant trout. And, with the bacon and the lemon and just beautiful. And I cannot, I own restaurants. I can't find fish the way he made it.
Hmm. I mean, it is a trout, right? Steelhead.
Did he do it? Did he do it whole or did he fillet it?
Oh yeah, no, whole. Whole, and you just you put everything else, the bacon and the lemon and everything else inside of it, and you just baked it, and it came out, and it was just this beautiful thing. People eat salmon a lot, Steelhead you don't find because they're mythological.
Speaking of mythological fish, there's a thing in Baltimore, and I mean, this is on every street corner, lake trout. Right, and a big ass sign everywhere you go, right? If it's like convenience store, bodega, you name it, or maybe it's a restaurant, but it says lake trout. I lived there for 23 years. I was never sure what lake trout was. And if you ask, what is lake trout? Typically, the response is, we do not know. We just get a fish, right? We kind of deep fried. It's roughly the same fish, but no one seems quite sure what it is. I'm guessing it's probably cod, just because of the East Coast.
Yeah,
and they would deep fry the living bejesus out of this thing. It was all kind of spicy. It was delicious. There's no such thing as lake trout.
I've never seen that anywhere else.
No, but everywhere you go in Baltimore, man, try lake trout. And all honestly, right, if you go to Baltimore, try lake trout. It's very good.
And there's a couple of places, right, like on, is it North Ave?
North Ave or probably Green Mount. Yeah,
those. Yeah, I mean, there's certain areas, right? I mean, Baltimore's just one of those cities. You go three blocks, the neighborhoods completely change. But yeah, me and my one buddy, Steve, Caesar.
Yeah.
We did not care, and we would go into the bad neighborhoods during the day, and we would get that big, like, 4 or 5, like, lake trout peas.
Oh, yeah. And you never knew what fish you were eating.
But you're right. It's not trout.
No.
It's some kind of white fish, though.
Okay. Another state's favorite food, fair scones.
Fair.
Who specializes
Washington.
In... That's exactly right.
Oh.
Look, scones to me were English until I moved here. And everybody's like, you're a scone, scones. And I used to say, like, oh, I'm going to get a scone, I'm going to get a scone. Then I had Fisher scones.
That's exactly
like,
what it says.
I get it.
Made by Fisher scones, served warm, half split open, slathered with jam.
That's only here.
They love for their smooth, fluffy texture. And any copycat exists, but never as good as the Fisher.
There's differences,
say.
Right? Like here at fairs, you have elephant ears and the scones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, on the East Coast, you go to the boardwalk and it's all funnel cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gotcha. Which, the elephant ear and the funnel cake,
they're
ain't
not that far apart.
They're not that different.
But they're not the same.
Okay, I think one person will get this one in here. Yakamine.
Yakamine.
Virginia.
Yakamine.
You guys know?
No.
I've never heard of it.
Can you say what it is?
It's a favorite hangover cure. Dish is a matchup of different cultures and combines soy sauce, spaghetti or noodles.
Ketchup.
Creole spices, green onions
Louisiana.
Or cilantro. Louisiana, hard-boiled eggs in aromatic beef broth.
You know what's crazy
commonly
about that
topped
is?
With hot sauce and ketchup.
When I was growing up, when I visited my grandparents in Virginia, I thought they made it up, but it's very related. It's not Yakamine, they called it Yak. And it was spaghetti noodles, and then you mix ketchup and soy sauce, and maybe you add some other stuff. But they would intentionally order just bland-ass noodles from a Chinese restaurant and then mix the soy sauce and ketchup. I mean, and they devoured this stuff, right?
That just sounds like a stoner food.
Dude, I mean, it kind of is, but they...
I mean, I'd eat it.
And my grandmother, she could cook her ass off, but, like, her treat to herself was yuck. And again, soy sauce, ketchup, and you mix it with noodles. And, like, as a kid, it was palatable because it just tastes like salt. Looking back, I'm like, that is ridiculous. That's a sodium bomb, man.
This sounds great to me, but Virginia's favorite original recipe, Virginia peanut soup. So think of like a lobster bisque or something that's a little bit thicker, but peanut-based.
Okay.
So it's creamy, savory soup made with aromatics, broth, cream, and peanut butter.
I would eat that. Think about, like, all the Asian dishes.
It's rooted in African culture.
Yeah. I mean, think about all the dishes, you know, peanut chicken, et cetera. It works.
It's like warmed up peanut sauce, but soup.
I get it, but, like, a little bit of peanut flavor goes a long way with me.
It does.
I love a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I have nothing wrong with peanut butter whatsoever. But when I'm getting assaulted by peanut butter, that's when I'm like, hey, easy, easy.
Assaulted. I get what you did
there.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Edgar. Welcome to the binge room.
Hola. Yeah, I grew up in North Carolina, and anytime you get a pork-based, vinegar-based barbecue, it reminds me of home. But what?
Absolutely.
The one food that, it's not like I ever see it out here, is a banana sandwich.
A banana sandwich.
Now, is this banana and peanut butter, or just straight banana sandwich?
See, yeah, everybody eats a banana and peanut butter. In my family, I don't know why, I think it might come on my mama's side because I see my cousins do it too. It's a banana on a Wonder Bread, and you can substitute Hawaiian bread, I found out. That works really good.
That would work better, I think.
You don't see a lot of Wonder Bread in my house anymore. My kids are making sourdough and stuff. But
that's what happened when you moved out here, dude.
Yeah, so, yeah, I like to say, I just, every now and then, I'll just get some white bread, banana, and you put Miracle Whip on both sides of the bread. And I know it sounds horrible.
Yes, it
everybody
does.
Everybody just gags when I tell them, but it's kind of like a sweet and sour in that you got that tanginess from the Miracle Whip and the sweetness of the banana. And it can't be a green banana, but then again, you don't want one of those too brown either. You know, there's only about a two-hour window where you can make this thing.
Two-hour window for you. And look, I'm not going to lie to you, man. It does not sound like the worst thing, but it does not sound good at all.
Where did you grow up in North Carolina?
I grew up in Wilson. You know, if you were to look at it on the map, they talk about it in Mayberry every now and then. You know, there's Mayberry and Mount Pilot. And every now and then you go over to Rocky Mount or Wilson or something. You had official business, you go into Raleigh. So I grew up right in Mayberry, man.
Okay. All right. So that's like kind of like the Piedmont area, I guess.
Grew up in Mayberry.
Well, that's where that's where the town is.
Is Mayberry a real town?
And that Mount Pilot, I want to say that was featured in a movie. And I cannot remember which
one. All right.
But they're, you know, they're
I just assume Mayberry was a made-up place. But you're telling me it's an actual town in North Carolina.
Yes.
I will be damned. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, man.
I didn't think it was. I know the other towns he references are real.
Sure. But I guess, hey, obviously that's their claim to fame.
But I will say this. If you ever go to North Carolina, try their style of barbecue.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's different.
Phenomenal.
But that's what I always got in, the grandparents of Virginia, the people that love yak, Virginia, it's the same as Carolina barbecue. But it confused me as a kid because we'd visit grandparents of Virginia. Do you want to get barbecue? Yes. Always pulled pork, always vinegar-based. We visit the family in Texas. You want barbecue? Yeah. Tomato base and, like I said, all beef, massive ribs. Okay. And it wasn't until I got older I realized, like, oh, okay. Barbecue can be different depending where you are.
Yeah. Right. That's okay. Why I think it's funny now because it's like, when I get, like, to me, you either have Carolina style or Texas. Mayberry's not a real town.
It's not.
It's okay. Fictional based
on Mount Pilot, right?
Okay.
Mount Airy.
Oh, Mount Airy. Okay, white barbecue sauce. What state is that known for?
Alabama. They have a minor league team.
Made from mayonnaise, vinegar, horseradish, and a little bit of Worcestershire.
Mm.
I don't know if I've ever had white barbecue sauce.
Neither have I. That
Alabama white sauce.
It doesn't sound bad.
I've seen it on chicken wings before. It looks delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Who sucks last? Coming up at 4:30 right after emails on our question, good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Henry. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going? Can you hear me?
Hola. We got you, man.
Here, real quick. First off, you guys were talking about a fancy place to go out in Enumclaw for... And they mentioned... So, who's from Enumclaw here?
That'd be me.
Okay, so you said the kettle, and I'm not going to put love the any kettle. Hate on
that's,
you.
Kettle's great for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It is delicious. But for dinner, to answer the question, Il Siciliano is a very fancy place to go.
That's the new one that's around the corner from the library, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, I think I went there one time. Great food.
And so now, rolling into Italian food, that's what reminds me of home growing up. And so throughout the course of my life growing up, I have been studying and cooking pasta sauce like crazy. And I'm finally at the point where I got a home garden and I'm growing fresh vegetables, everything along that line to throw in the sauce. And do you guys ever get heartburn when you eat too much pasta?
Yep.
Yeah.
Too much tomato sauce.
Too much tomato sauce for sure.
So here's the secret. You got to have fresh tomatoes. Even if you get them from the store, you can eat as much pasta as you want with no heartburn whatsoever.
Also, coffee.
Yeah.
Dump coffee in there. That works too, believe it or not, man.
I don't know that the heartburns ever stop me from eating it.
Oh, no, I'll still eat it.
Just later, you're like, get some heartburn.
I know the heartburn's coming, but I'm like, it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Also,
but it prevents you from drinking too much wine.
My my great-grandmother's secret to her sauce, she cooked the meatballs in the sauce.
Yeah.
Number one, don't bake them.
Yeah.
Because you're losing all of the flavor as it's, running out of the pan. You can spoon it off the top.
Sure, sure.
But let that flavor set inside. She also used to put pork neck bones.
Yep.
And that was the difference maker on the marrow that helped flavor the sauce.
People don't do that a lot anymore, and they really should, man. I mean,
like Little Italy in Baltimore, it's all pork neck bones in the sauce.
Yeah, it's the difference. Makes all the difference. Hey, man, let me ask you this. Are you of Italian descent or just like Italian food? Because one thing, pretty much everyone loves Italian food. We will all make Italian food. Very few people I know are actually Italian as well.
So I am the mutt form in my family, but it's my grandparents that the great grandparents moved from New York to the Renton Hill Philip Arnold Park. Then that's where kind of our lineage comes down from.
Okay.
And so and honestly, the pasta sauces has been at Christmas Eve every single year growing up. It's always been grandma's. Yeah. Grandma's spaghetti sauce. And she'd put a rack of ribs, she'd put breakfast sausage in there. That sucker would turn out so rich.
Oh yeah.
That's where I fell in love with the sauce.
Can make or break anything, right?
There's a million Italian restaurants. If you ever run into one name that has like Nunnies in it or Noni's, how you do
it. Oh yeah.
That right there tells you that's grandma's recipe. That's where you want to go.
Mean if I'm looking at the meat, or if it says it on the sign.
Noni's Italian Bistro. Go. I mean, that's...
Here's my question. Why is there no, real northern Italian restaurants? It's all, southern Italy, right? Northern Italy, it's more, light fare, white wine,
because you're getting
chicken.
Close to France, right?
Yeah. And, that stuff's good. But, I only remember either Little Italy in Baltimore or, in the North End, which is, Little Italy in Boston. You can find some of those dishes.
But for the most part, it is southern Italian food.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people are like, what is this, French? Well, no, it's still Italian. But no, you're 100% correct.
And a lot of our Italian is that American Italian influence.
Which is what we love.
Correct.
I mean, honestly, when I was in Italy, you would get dishes you were familiar with by name. And it's more or less the same, but definitely a different taste.
Okay. Ted, toasted ravioli. What state?
Missouri. St. Louis. St. Louis people love that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good, though.
Yeah. Here's one that, man, everyone should try, but no one knows. Pierogies.
Pennsylvania.
PA? Pennsylvania.
Yep.
It's basically a...
It's a potato.
It's mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Wrapped in basically a noodle filling kind of thing. Dumpling.
Yeah, it's like a dumpling
with potatoes. Filled with mashed potatoes.
Which doesn't sound like anything.
You fry it in butter or you steam it. Jesus, man. Salt and pepper.
Russian, German, what is that?
German,
probably.
I guess. But I can tell you this, man. It doesn't seem like much, But if you have a side of pierogies with like meatloaf,
so good.
Because you get the mashed potatoes, you get the noodle, you get the butter. You, sometimes people put like chives
on top.
Potato
ravioli.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We, when me and Sutton, DB lived together, we ate pierogies all the time. Yeah. You get the giant bag at like Costco or Sam's Club.
Nice.
And the brand should be, if you can find it, Mrs. T's.
Yes.
Pierogies. Same Bloody Mary makes people.
Those are the two things they specialize in.
They make two things at that plant. Good good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know how they got the Bloody Mary game, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the mix that people buy.
But only in that area. You go over to someone's house, that's common.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never seen that anywhere else. No. You go to Baltimore, nobody's eating them. I mean, not like
not pierogies,
in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, that Speedy sauce. There's a number of
Speedy sauces, and it's overrated. It's fine, and basically, it's a marinade or something. You know, if you're doing chicken or whatever, and brush it on, it's fine. But if you talk to someone from Pennsylvania, like my wife, it is the tears of God. So that is how good they believe this stuff.
This is like a volunteer fire department.
Oh God, yep.
Fundraiser. All right, and I'm not kidding you. They will have racks of half chickens. And they're cooking grilled chicken by a half chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You eat that whole half chicken. But they've got a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket, and a mop, like a mop.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be unusual for you to have like a mop strand on your chicken and you just pull it off because you know they dump that stuff in Speedy sauce and mop that all over the top. It's white vinegar, some seasonings.
It's a clear. It's almost like
barbecue.
Italian.
Yeah.
Kind of, but without Parmesan, right? I take the Parmesan cheese out of Italian
dressing. It's like Italian dressing. Pretty much.
But I think a lot of that goes around, right? In D.C., we had Mambo sauce, but, like, nobody in Baltimore would serve it.
No, you did not have Mambo.
Like, you see it a little bit. I think Papa John's made a pizza with it or something.
Okay,
but,
have you heard of it?
But that's here. And then until I got to Seattle, we used tartar sauce on a sandwich. I never would have thought to dip my fries in it.
No.
Really?
No. No. How about comeback sauce? Do you know what state that's from? Have you heard of that?
Sounds like Georgia or something.
You're close. Mississippi.
Okay.
It's close to Thousand Island, but it's made from mayonnaise, ketchup, lemon juice, Dijon, and hot sauce. And it's used for dipping fried foods in. So if you get French fries, if you get mozzarella sticks,
that's what
you're going to get comeback sauce with all that.
By the way, people have let us know, pierogies, Polish.
Polish.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to Pennsylvania, there you go. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. We're doing great, man.
My whole family is a big cooking, baking, food family, so it's hard to pick just one thing. But growing up, I always requested my dad's pork parmesan for my birthday, and I finally learned how to make it. And it's probably about my favorite thing to eat.
What exactly is pork? Is it the same as eggplant or chicken parmesan, but with pork?
You just breading it?
Like chicken or veal parmesan, you make it from scratch. You have to bread it and brown it and bake it in the oven. It's a minimum one day. Usually it's easier to break it up over 2 days to do it. It's like a weekend project.
No wonder you asked for your birthday.
Are you talking like putting that in, like in buttermilk or something and soaking it for a day or two?
No, it's more about making the sauce and letting it sit overnight to let the flavors really come together. And then you slice the pork loin really thin and then scrambled eggs, breading, fry it in a pan with some grease. Then you bake in the oven with some mozzarella and the sauce poured all over it.
That does sound good, man.
Oh, dude.
So you said you come from a family where, you know, everyone can cook and that's a big deal. What was the worst meal? What's the one you looked forward to the least out of a family of people that can cook?
Both my parents are from New York, New Jersey, and so every once in a while they pull out the liver and onions.
Oh, God. Jesus. Yeah.
Give me a hard roll.
Jesus.
Place in Baltimore called Mike's Pizza, no longer around. They used to do a very thin, but multiple layers, veal parmesan submarine on a toasted fresh roll.
That sounds very Northeast.
And
yes.
I mean, it was just like, it just melted. You didn't have to bite into it. It was just like,
get it in your mouth and it takes care of itself.
And falls off and you're like, oh my God.
A veal parmesan sub.
Yes.
Damn.
I know.
That's got to be awesome.
It was, oh my God, I almost cussed.
I've only had veal parm like as the dish.
Jesus.
Exactly. Right.
Man. Good or bad, what food don't remind you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Stacy.
Liquor and elegant escorts.
Liquor and elegant escorts.
You're Stacy?
I am Stacy.
Like Keech.
Yeah.
All right.
Like Keech. Exactly.
Exactly.
Ted was hoping for a chick.
And just as stoned, from what it sounds like.
That's going to be funny. I am a woman. What are you saying?
What do you mean? Now, what I was talking about was Tagliolini. Now, try and figure out the origin of this. I would like to find someone else other than my family that knows what tagliolini is. It's sautéed onions, ground the beef, throw some tomato paste in there, tomato sauce, some Mexicorn, simmer it, stir it up, and then serve it over chow mein noodles.
I have never heard of that.
Not me neither.
No.
It is an excellent, excellent, inexpensive meal that just, I don't know, it's just been something in my family for years and years and years, and nobody knows exactly what Mom put into it, but man, that was good.
Now, well, is this an actual dish, or is this something family-specific? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question.
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
Because I've tried to look it up online. Nothing comes up with tagliolini.
All right, we're looking at it now.
We're looking at the recipe.
2.5 pounds of hamburger, 1 onion chopped, 1 green pepper chopped, 2 15-ounce cans of tomato sauce. You're right, tomato juice.
That's different.
Sliced mushrooms. They have a can of cream-style corn. You're right. Thin noodles, garlic, longhorn cheese.
Hmm.
Damn, you pretty much nailed the recipe, man. Yeah. I had never heard of it before today.
Sounds like a garbage plate.
Kind of does.
Kind of is. But she'd also cook liver and onions and fried eggplant. That was my worst of nightmare.
What's up with the eggplant? I mean, fried eggplant's good.
What's up with that?
The eggplant's what you asked about.
Yeah.
Not the liver and onions, but the eggplant.
Well, I know liver and onions are bad, but I'm just saying, you voluntarily bought an eggplant and took all the time to dress that and make that like Parmesan or veal or whatever.
And then serve it with liver and onions.
You could have used anything else, man. I mean, you could have made chicken parm. You could have made veal parm. You could have made.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you're using eggplant? It's like,
They already have a meat. We have the liver.
Yeah, but I just like all that work, and now it's like vegetarian lasagna. It's like, it's okay, but you did all that work.
I don't know. Eggplant parm's pretty damn good, dude.
It is good. I'm just thinking if you're going to do all the things to make Parmesan, and then bake it, and put the cheese on top, and then bread it.
I wouldn't pick eggplant. No.
Exactly.
But then again, this is me, so I want meat.
I knew a place that used to put a little, like a very thin piece of eggplant parm and then the chicken parm on top.
Ooh, really?
So it was awesome. You got the best of both worlds.
See, I'd do that. Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Hungry.
Yeah, I was about to say, getting kind of hungry.
Really hungry.
Well, I drive semi for a living, so of course I have to do this for you boys and all the truckers.
Nice.
Appreciate that, man.
There you go. Hey, the one thing that reminds me of home, and no matter how much I try to make it, of course, you can never do it right because Mom's always got that special touch. It's basically called SOS. That's the abbreviation, basically crap on a shingle.
Yes.
Now, she would toast up some toast, put it on a plate, and then mix up her special gravy, whether it was brown gravy, country gravy. She'd put either in some, maybe a little bit of corn. She would throw in the hamburger or the sausage crumpled up and get it all nice and hot and lay it over the top of that with a little bit of cheese. Oh, my God. That just it to die for.
Unfortunately,
Mom passed away here a couple years ago.
Do you ever do chip ham or chipped beef?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've tried it. I've tried a little bit of everything, but, you know, I've tried doing it exactly the way she does. But you just, you know, can't quite get it. But, you know, she passed away here a couple of years ago. But anytime I'd come over for a visit, Ma, got to do SOS, and she'd already have it going before. You know, it was cheap and easy, too. You know, it didn't cost, you know, a whole bunch of money. It was easy to put a couple of ingredients together, make a big, you know, spaghetti pot full, and just feed the entire army that I bring over.
I got a question for you. Are you a long-haul trucker or short?
I am a long-haul trucker.
All right. Is there any spots that you need to stop by every time you drive through a certain area? Like, I was reading an article on the Eater today about Miner's Burgers in Yakima. And although Yakima crap, I'm looking at this and looking at the menu going, oh, my God.
Yes.
If I ever drive through there on 90, I am stopping there and I am getting lunch. Now, do you have one of those locations anywhere in your travels?
You know, I do. I go down to California. I go through Humboldt County, down through Redding, Crescent City, Eureka, Fortuna. And, hey, you never go wrong, baby, with the In-N-Out Burger or the Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
See, Carl's Jr. is one in Monroe, I think.
There's Carl's Jr. There's a couple around. You could find them. I'm with that guy, though. We always just called it cream chip beef.
Yep.
And my impression, I could be wrong, was that S on a shingle was just like ground beef.
It can be.
I think that's what I've always heard.
That's the military term for it.
Yeah, the cream chip beef, I was down with that, man. Didn't have it enough, but loved it when I did.
Right, because my mom spent 2 years in Louisiana going to college. So she would just make a simple roux or whatever at home.
Yep.
And then add the chip beef. But he's right, man. Like, I loved it as a kid. Like, I'd eat it now.
I used to have...
I was just thinking that, I could eat that right now.
One of my favorite things was, it's chipped ham.
Mm-hmm.
Fried chipped ham sandwich with a slice of cheddar cheese on top.
That's not bad, man. On toasted bread. Yeah.
It is just... because
it's a warm ham and cheese, but the ham is easier to chew through. And
it's very light and airy. It's just kind of the way the ham stacks
up. It's like a better mouthfeel.
It's crunchy on the outside, but it's just...
God, that was so good.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So for me, I had to think about this. There's two, but one that first came to mind was porcupine meatballs.
Porcupine meatballs?
Wow. That's some country stuff.
Oh, it's so freaking good. So, like, make your base meatball, beef meatball recipe, and then you add white rice to it. And then you just, like, have it cook in, like, your red sauce. Mostly, usually my dad did it with, like, tomato sauce, but he also did ketchup and brown sugar to make it more like, what you want to call it?
Like a barbecue.
Yeah.
Like barbecue or like a meatloaf style. And yeah, no, you serve it over like a nice pile of mashed potatoes. And yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, I see. The rice sticks out. I thought you were eating porcupine. That's all I was like. That's country as hell.
Yeah, man. Ted's like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely not. That exotic. No, the southern portion that remind me of every single Thanksgiving, I only had it once a year, my aunt would always bring. You guys ever had that, like, cheesy jalapeno rice?
I have not.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so freaking good, but the rest of my family hates it. I would eat, like, half the tray.
Okay.
All right, that works out.
What state is famous for chocolate gravy? Chocolate gravy.
Chocolate gravy. All right, it could be Pennsylvania because of the Hershey's. Or it could be
Ohio.
It could be Ohio. If they put chocolate in their chili.
It's Arkansas. The sauce is made with a flour cocoa powder roux, and you ladle that over fluffy biscuits.
Okay. I mean, so if it's not
biscuits and gravy, but the gravy is just the chocolate gravy.
Chocolate gravy.
Sounds so like mole. Mole gravy?
Mm-hmm. It's unsweetened, right? It would just seem bitter, but, you know.
Who knows?
It just sounds like a bad term.
What's that?
I don't want to see somebody come out of the kitchen going, you want some of my chocolate gravy?
It sounds like they got the runs, right?
Thanks, Chef. Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
How you guys doing?
Hola.
Doing great, Sean. Thank you.
Well, the thing, it doesn't really remind me of home because I've lived in my home for 50 years, but the thing that reminds me of my grandma is plum pudding covered in hot custard. It's an English tradition for Christmas. I loved it. You can only have a piece about 2 or 3 inches.
I've only heard of plum pudding in the nursery rhymes. I don't know it's an actual thing.
Oh, it is. And it's basically like a really rich fruitcake, kind of.
I was going to ask, do you like fruitcake? I do not, because this sounds like something that tracks toward fruitcake.
I don't care for fruitcake, but plum pudding is really rich, and it's aged with, like, some kind of rum or liqueur in it. You know, my grandma would age it for a couple, the stuff is good for up to 10 years.
But, much like the fruitcake kind of thing.
I'm sure it's good.
I've never heard of it, man.
I'll try anything. Except for liver and onions, because I already have it. I know what it tastes like.
It tastes like what it is.
Yeah.
It tastes like you're eating liver.
Right, I think I got you. When you say you'll try anything, it's, you got to try it for the first time.
Yeah, for
right.
the first yes, time.
Because yes. then I feel like if you try it again, you'd say, I tried it again.
And it still sucks.
That's the way I am with mushrooms. Keep trying them. Don't like them.
So don't like, somebody here on the text line was like, man, as a kid, I did not like mushrooms. I did not like cabbage. Then I had a pierogi, and I burst into tears when I found out it was full of mushrooms and cabbage.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's like a kid, my kid, you know what I mean? Doesn't like onions. Love onion rings, and the one day he bit it so that he could actually see the onion inside. Kind of freaked him out. I said, bro, what? Do you know why they call them onion rings?
Hey, come on, man.
You got the ring part. Guess what? It's a goddamn onion. Now he's fine with it, but it took a couple months for him to get over that.
In his defense, I only knew onion rings from Burger King as a kid.
And all the little chipped up.
Yeah, the first time I saw a real one, I was like, ah, what is this?
Who Sucks Last is coming up at 4:30, and we get your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.